It's that time again. Hello, welcome to another midweek message. It is, what is the time? 7:30 and the temperature 10 degrees centigrade, 50 Fahrenheit, 76% humidity, 989 millibars on the barometer. The pressure is low. You know what that means? That means we're going to have rain, and the forecast is rain today. Big rain. I've just been outside. You won't believe this. I've just been outside and mowed the lawn very early. The neighbours are probably thinking, now what's he up to? Stone the crows. He's always out there at the crack of dawn making a noise. No, I'm not out there making a noise. But I wanted to get the grass cut before this torrential rain comes in. Thank you for all your emails about the Living Alone episode. So many of you live alone. And a lot of you are happy. You're more than happy to live alone. Some of you aren't so happy. In fact, some of the emails I've had are quite sad. But on a brighter note, you all seem to like listening to the podcast episode, so that's good. I've got a load of emails to answer. I will get round to it. raiserants@protonmail.com. I will get round to them all. I'll try and do that this morning. Did you have a tricycle when you were young? I did. It was second hand. Most of the toys and bits and pieces us children had, I was one of four, was second hand, handed down, jumble sale, whatever. My parents didn't have a lot of money, but my tricycle was fantastic. I started using that at the age of probably three or four, and then I had roller skates. They were second hand. I remember they came from someone down the road, but they were fantastic. I oiled them and cleaned them all up, and they were just brilliant. I wish I could roller skate now. The trouble is my back would hurt, my knee would hurt. I'd probably fall off them and end up breaking my hip. That would be the end of me. My chatting about tricycles came about because I bumped into an old friend of mine, Neil, the other day, and he's just bought his grandson a tricycle. And that's how we got talking about tricycles. The girl up the road from me when I was 5, 6 years old, she had a better tricycle than mine. Hers was brilliant. It had two plates on the back, so someone could stand on the sort of back axle behind her. Mine didn't have that. And there was a kind of, I can't remember, iron bar or something that you could hold on to if you're standing on the back of her tricycle. You stand on the two plates and then hold on to this bar. It was a posh tricycle, unlike mine. And my roller skates had phosphor bronze bearings. You know those phosphor bronze bearings? A friend of mine down the road, his roller skates had ball race bearings, and he greased them up. All I could do was add a drop of oil to my bearings. Once again, he had posh roller skates, and I had... No, mine were okay. Mine worked. My tricycle, I loved it. It worked well. It's just that other kids had better versions of things than I did. But I think I looked after my things better than other people did. When I got my first car, it was a Hillman Minx, and it was okay, it was nice, it worked well, but it was 1954, and this friend of mine, he had a Morris 1000, do you remember the Moggy 1000? His was a lot younger than mine, a lot better in many ways than mine, and I don't know, he came round, I remember he came round and he said, oh, what's that, is that yours? The Hillman? I said, yes, that's my first car, you know. Oh, okay, oh, what year is that? And he was obviously, I don't know, mocking me or whatever. And he had this shiny black Morris 1000, which was lovely. And I must admit I was envious, not jealous. I don't do jealousy. But he wrecked his. He was going too fast round a corner, rolled it over and wrecked it. Whereas my old Hillman Minx, it just plodded on. I remember seeing him walking and I stopped and gave him a lift. I said, where's your car then? Oh, it's a write-off. There was one chap I knew in my teens and early 20s. His parents had a lot of money and his father bought him an MG, a little MGB, I think it was, yeah, MGB. And he didn't treat that very well. Then he had another car, I forget what that was. He wrecked that one, wrapped it round a lamppost, and that wasn't a problem. He was just given another car. And I don't think that's a good thing, spoiling someone like that, because he didn't appreciate any of it. He didn't appreciate his car. Whereas the cars I had, I'd saved up for them, eventually had enough money to buy whatever it was. And of course, I looked after it. So I don't think it's a good idea spoiling kids, even when they're older, teens, 20s, however old they are. I don't think they should be spoiled because it doesn't, I don't know, it doesn't instill that sense of value in them, I suppose. Talking of value, We went to our favourite garden centre again this morning, bought some lovely plants, bought some geraniums. They said not in for another 4 weeks, but geraniums have turned up. More dianthus, which are, what are they called? They're carnations or pinks, aren't they? They're rather nice, so looking forward to having some sunshine so these plants can thrive. This new garden centre we found, it's really nice. It's a family-run business. And we've met so far, we've been there 2 or 3 times, 4 members of staff who are extremely knowledgeable, which is really nice. You can ask them about different plants. They seem to know everything. And they're so friendly and polite. Makes a nice change these days to find a family business that's not part of a conglomerate. Do you enjoy gardening? So many people love gardening and so many people hate it. Who was I talking to recently about gardening? He said, oh, I've got to mow the lawn. Oh, no, can't stand mowing the lawn. I said that I find it quite therapeutic, really. Wandering up and down with a lawnmower, it's quite nice. It's relaxing. Oh, I don't know how you can find it relaxing. There we are. Isn't it funny how we are all so different? I just did a quick tally up. That's a funny word, is it? A tally of the money we've spent in the last week on plants, £90. That does include a couple of bags of compost. £90. I checked with Trish. She said, yeah, that's right. We did 40 there, 40 at the other place, and then 10 at that place. £90. And what have we got to show for it? We've got some lovely plants, but not that many. Struth. People are saying all the prices have gone up. Supermarkets, whatever it is you buy, the prices have gone up. And they have, even down to plants. Little pansies seem to have doubled in price. Moving on to the pub, not this early in the morning, Brent has suggested, thanks Brent, just got your email, that I open a pub, a good old British traditional pub. Brent says, like the ones I'm always talking about on the podcast episodes. That's a great idea, Brent. I'm too old now, to be honest, to open a pub. But what a fantastic idea, a traditional British pub. No food, no mucking about like that, just boozing. Decent music, a proper jukebox, none of this modern rubbish, a proper jukebox, and decent ale. I'm sure that the business would be highly successful. Also, Brent, and who else was it? Oh, loads of you have mentioned sourdough bread. Thank you for all the links, recipes, advice, and goodness knows what you sent me. It seems that sourdough bread is loved the world over. I love it. As I've said in a previous podcast, Tricia is now making sourdough bread and it's fantastic. I don't know why I've become hooked on it all of a sudden. We've always made our own bread, but now this sourdough stuff is just, oh, it's the, what do they say, the bee's knees. Just going back to the pub, I must stop going to the pub. There are lots of micro breweries. Now, you probably don't know what that is if you're outside the UK. Microbreweries, they're small brewing companies. You can virtually set one up in your garden shed, a little brewery, and then you rent a shop, say in the high street or anywhere in a row of shops, you rent a shop, and that is your microbrewery. You sell real ales, your proper ales that you brewed yourself in the little shop. The trouble is, they're popping up everywhere, which is great. The trouble is, they are only small shops. Obviously, they can't afford to rent a huge building, you know, the size of a proper pub. So they're renting little shops and you can't get many people in. There's one near to us and on their opening night, we thought we'd go and have a look at that. Sample a couple of their real ales. We couldn't get in the place. People were outside. There must have been, I don't know how many, 30, 40, 50 people outside. The place was full. They'd advertised the opening night and, of course, they couldn't cope. We have popped back there since and, you know, it's nice, but it's just a very small place. And I think, I may be wrong, but you tend to get your regular, proper, real ale drinkers that are there. And it's difficult to get in. There's not enough seating. Anyway, there we are. It's great that they're popping up everywhere. I just wish they had a little bit more room. Some of them are having seating areas outside in the summer, which is good. OK, I think that will do for now. We're coming up to 10 minutes. We've got a little bit of sunshine at the moment, but all this rain on the way. I hope you're keeping well, looking after yourselves. I'm looking forward to getting out and about, as I keep saying, in the sunshine, get out of my seat and start moving around in the garden. I've already mowed the lawn. That's a start. It's all exercise, isn't it? Doesn't matter what you do, whether you're mowing the lawn or hanging out washing or something, at least you're moving. The trouble is with the winter, I don't tend to move at all. Get out of bed, sit in here, go back to bed. No, it's not quite that bad. See you on Sunday. Take care. Bye-bye for now.